Magandang gabi sa inyong lahat, and welcome to the Filipino-American National News. I'm Alan Bunju. On tonight's show, we will have a plethora of music, along with some review of a community event that took place yesterday evening, along with a smorgasbord of community announcements. But if you do not know, it is that important time of the year. It is the annual Spring Pledge Drive here at KFAI. And you can support the Filipino-American National News via two ways. You can do so via the phone lines at 612-375-9030. That was 612-375-9030. You can also do it online via kfai.org/donate. Once again, that is kfai.org/donate. The Filipino-American National News is the longest-running episodic radio show in the United States. We bring you a diverse set of music from the Philippines, from artists of Filipino descent, also artists who love the Filipino languages, the various diverse languages of the Philippines, who are also non-Filipino that play the music and the instruments of the Filipino culture, along with bringing guests from not only the local community here in Minnesota, but also from abroad. Some of our recent interviews we've had here on the Filipino-American National News is we had director Jet Tolentino, the director of Asian Persuasion, which has been in theaters, as a guest to talk about that film, along with his phenomenal career behind the stages, or behind the scenes, on plays as a three-time Tony Award winner, also a Grammy winner as well. We've had the likes of former Minnesota Viking Cameron Bynum, who is now with the Indianapolis Colts, on the show. We've also had interviews with legendary Filipino-American actor Lou Diamond Phillips that we did last fall. And if all things go right, we will be interviewing a former guest of the Filipino-American National News, and that is director Patricio Janelsa, who is the director of a film that you can currently find on Tubi, but that was released a few years back and is on the streaming services besides Tubi as well. But that movie is a sequel to his original film, Lumpia, but Lumpia 2 is Lumpia with a Vengeance. And we're just going to catch up with Patricio with his career, not only when it comes to the film Lumpia, but even there is, I believe, a comic strip that's tied into the movie Lumpia, and all the things that he has been up to as a director, a person who's directed videos for the Black Eyed Peas, a person who has worked on the groundbreaking Filipino-American film The Debut. But just a reminder, our listeners, you can make a pledge here to the Filipino-American National News and all the great diverse shows that we have here on KFAI. You can do so in two ways at 612-375-9030, or you can also do it online at kfai.org/donate. Yesterday, here in the Filipino-American community, the Philippine Student Association at the University of Minnesota Twin Cities hosted their annual Philippine Cultural Night, which took place at Kauffman Memorial Union here in Minneapolis. The name of the event was entitled Kung San Ang Mga Pangparap Ay Nasa In Tablado, which they translate to Where Dreams Take Center Stage. This is an event that began at 6 p.m. and lasted, I believe, just around 9 o'clock, which they was their targeted end time for the show. It was an event that was fully supported by the student body of the University of Minnesota. There looks like a lot of friends of the members of the PSA, as they're known, were in attendance. A thing that I find strikingly odd at times when I've gone to their PCNs, as they call it, is the way that they have their stage set up. They have for the general public, there are chairs that are set up, but in front of those chairs are, quote unquote, the VIP tables. VIP tables that generally tend to be for those of some of the family members of the PSA members, along with some of the sponsors for the event. And sometimes how the stage is set up is that you can't really see the stage. The stage is kind of blocked by those tables for the quote unquote VIPs. So sometimes you do see people from time to time go off to the side to get a better look of the stage. As attending the event in the last couple of years, a thing that I've observed while attending is the pacing seems to be a little bit off, transitioning from one section to the other. We mentioned that they had the theme for the show, and they recommended that people dress up for the event. It wasn't required, but there wasn't really an explanation as to why you should be really dressed up for the event. It's entitled the Philippine Cultural Night, and we did see dances from the Cultural Society of Filipino Americans, and you did hear songs in Tagalog, the main language of the Philippines. And you had performances by their dance group called PSA Modern. But then you also had a dance group by a group called K-Move, I believe, which is a Korean inspired K-pop dance group. And it just made you wonder, how does this tie into Philippine Culture Night as well? They also had a group perform that started up last year entitled PSA Marahuyo, which is an ensemble of people who are performing the drums, trumpet, guitars, along with an ensemble choir. And at times, it was hard to hear the singers in the group because for some reason, it just seemed like the mics that were near the drums, sometimes the drum overtook the singing, that you couldn't always quite hear the singers in the songs. In the last several years or so, the PSA has had a headliner performer perform for the event. And this year they had a woman out of Texas by the name of Jarena Montemayor, who we can tell has a great stage presence during the show, during her set at the end of the show. And the crowd definitely was enthusiastic when she performed. You also had a group by the name of Puso, who has been doing medical missions in the Philippines, have a presentation and raise funds for the organization, trying to help out regions of the Philippines that don't necessarily have medical access in the Philippines. In regards to another observation I might have for the PSA is the last couple of years or so that they've been doing an intermission where they tend to serve the food for the event. I feel doing this during the middle of the show, which can take anywhere to 30 minutes or longer, kills the momentum of whatever is going on during the event and just kind of gets people in that blasé, tired mode for whatever is left in the show. So hopefully the PSA, if they're listening to this, take some of this advice with, a grain of salt and not necessarily a criticism, but constructive observations in regards to making the Philippine Cultural Night a success. I think if you're going to call the event the Philippine Cultural Night and you have these themes that they should tie in. In the past, the PSA's big event of the year was known as the fashion show, which had an over 25-year plus history from my recollection. And I think a lot of times when it comes to the lack of alumni participation or involvement, or in terms of regards to attendance, it's because they have no connection to this event. And I think that hopefully the PSA takes note that there is a strong alumni base out there, not just from the last 4 or 5 years of recent graduates, but that do care about the PSA, and hopefully that their incoming alumni coordinator, who'll get voted on in the next couple of weeks or so, does take the time to get to know the alumni and the community, and hopefully they'll have an alumni event much more sooner than later, as they have been having these events in March and April when their school year is almost done. But we're going to play a song from the headliner of the event. That artist is the name Jerena Matamayor, and this features Joshua Malilai, and this is her original song, By Your Side.
Call me baby, cause I know that I am here to stay. And being with you makes me feel insane, cause you're the only one that's made me feel this way. And things are changing, but I ain't complaining, cause you're what I need. Maybe it's better if we stick together, cause you're that missing piece. And you deserve the world, so I try my best to give you the universe. I'm all yours. You wanna touch the sky, so I find some wings and we can go fly high. Cause no matter what, I'll be by your side.
Baby, you don't have to worry.
No, you don't, no, you don't, no, you don't.
Cause you're the only one that has my heart.
You know you got my heart.
Oh, I just wanna give you this
love.
And no amount can show you what I'm thinking of.
Show you what I'm thinking.
Sometimes it's crazy, but you're still my lady. You know I could never leave.
I could never leave.
We'll stick together through the stormy weather, cause you're where I wanna be.
You deserve the world, so I try my best to give you the universe. I'm all yours. Touch the sky, so I'll find some wings so we can go fly high. Cause no matter what, I'll be by your side.
message is super cute. Time passes and you're still on my mind. Why you gotta be so fine? Call me up when things get rough. You know I'm here to cheer you up. I just really wanna see that smile, the one that's gonna be matching mine.
Was Jorena Montemayor and Joshua Malilai with her song By Your Side. You're listening to the Filipino American National News, which is heard every week here on KFAI from 9 to 9:30 p.m. Central Standard Time on 90.3 FM. Also online at KFAI.org and by searching the Filipino American National News, also via the KFAI app on both Google Play and the Apple Store. Just a reminder to our listeners, you can pledge the Filipino American National News in one of two ways at 612-375-9030 or also online at kfai.org/donate. And as we said earlier, there is quite an abundance of community events taking place here on the Filipino American National News for us to announce. The first of which, there are actually multiple events from a former Minnesota resident, Chris Santiago. He is a poet who has a book coming out called Small Wars Manual. And looks like the book tour will be having some Minnesota stops from 414 to 419. He is going to be at the Next Chapter Books at 6 p.m. on Tuesday, April the 14th, with Catherine Nuremberger, Rebecca Lehman, and MC Highland at the Millweed Books at 6 p.m. on Wednesday, April the 15th. And then he'll be at the two visiting writing events at the Hamlin Creative Writing Program on April the 16th, which is with a reading and open to the public from 1 to 2 p.m. And at the Hamlin's Writers to Go to the Movies event, where they'll be screening the film Amigos. And he'll be doing this in collaboration with local actor, playwright Eric Samangil. And this takes place from 7 to 10 at the Hive Collaborative. In regards to another community announcement this week, on Saturday, April the 19th, the 23rd annual Easter Fest, which is presented by the Film Minnesotan Association, will be taking place at the Philippine Center of Minnesota at 1380 Frost Avenue in Maplewood, Minnesota. For more information in regards to this event, you can contact Eileen at 612-405-4475. Looks like there is quite a few musical artists of Filipino descent that are coming to the Twin Cities in the next couple of months or so. The first of which is an artist by the name of Godfella, who will be at the Eat Street Crossing on May the 31st. The following day, June the 1st, Lynn Lapid will be having her Buzzkill Tour, which will be featuring RC Avenue at the Fine Line. On Saturday, June the 21st, the third annual Minnesota Lymphia Festival will be taking place at the Mississippi Crossing Event Center in Chaplin Park, or Chaplin, Minnesota, from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. And for right now, we're going to play our second song of the evening. It is from that artist, Godfella. And the name of this song is Language.
I can't help it, this perfect palette.
With his song Language. We are coming quite close to the end of the Filipino American National News. We'll save our article for next week. It was concerning the recent passing of a legendary Filipina entertainer in the Philippines, that being the one and only Pilat Corrales. But we're going to end the show this evening with a song by that artist who will be headlining that Buzzkill tour. That is Lynn Lapid. And this is her song, I'll Be Happy When. Stay tuned for Sound Effects.
Maybe when I have a license and a car to drive, I can take a trip to nowhere on the 405 just to feel alive. I'll be happy when I finally can find real friends who are like me as I am, and they don't all pretend that I'm more than just a temporary means to an end. Thinking maybe then it'll be fine. But what if it's all
listening to Fresh Air Community Radio, KFAI, 90.3 FM Minneapolis, St. Paul, and around the world at KFAI.org. Non-commercial, community-powered radio.
Festival de las Calaveras brings Piñata Protest to the Hook and Ladder Theater Thursday, May 8th. Piñata Protest is a punk rock conjunto accordion attack, fusing traditional Latin music with punk ska and tejano, like a lucha libre mosh pit. Adding to the party will be local bands Jaguaro, America y Los Sentimientos, DJ Superbrush 427, MC Montserrat Resendiz, and DJ Busque. And don't forget the face painting, payasos, lotería, arts and crafts vendors, Rudo's Lucha Libre, and Arfrida's food truck. Tickets for Piñata Protest can be found at the Hook and Ladder website. Visit thehookmpls.com for more details.
This is Sound Effects, a radio playground, a compendium of radio theater, comedy, and the audio arts, with your host, Jerry Stearns.